nobody ever said he had swag. Never in his life.
Wait, wait, wait. Time out. Welcome to the Polyfly Podcast. This is your host of the most controversial cardio, Rich. Can you repeat that line, please?
Yeah, Neo ain't never had swag. No swag ever.
Introduce yourself, please.
This is your boy, Donnie J. And hey, I just had to say what I had to say. That man never had swag.
We got two Pisces in the room, so it's going to be a lot of opinions.
We are fucking opinionated.
We're in the middle of the balance of scale, so it's all right. It's all right. So what you
Hey, baby daddy, you want to get toxic on this podcast? Hey, say, look, I did an episode with her. And I named it Lion Ass Libra.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think about that?
That was probably good for that conversation. That's how I be. Yeah.
I had a Lion Ass Libra once.
Ain't no liar, bro.
Yeah, them L's can be tricky. I had a Lion Libra.
Look, he not saying bitches lie, but bitches is a little bit tricky.
Lying.
Who?
Lying. Huh?
Who?
High school.
Okay. All right. Question. Have y'all been on social media at all?
No.
No, we don't follow each other. We block each other.
No, I'm saying like y'all have social media. Yeah. Y'all been. Okay, so. Did y'all see Blueface's rant last night?
Bruh.
See, last video I seen him, he was telling Krishan not to hit him.
Pull YouTuber, pull up the rant from last night. I want to have this conversation. We have a man in the room. I just want to know what you think, because I'm not even going to tell
it's
you.
It's rare we got a man in the room.
Yeah. Very fucking rare. There's never really been in the room ever.
I literally haven't seen you post it up. Some of our bad boys.
You know, I be knowing people, but
Blueface,
it'll be a whole lot of dudes. Yeah, that'll work. Just put the one at the top. I'm sure it's gonna come right up. Perfect. Thank you. I would love to tell y'all how I feel, but I think we should watch it first. Yeah. Welcome to the motherfucking Polyfly Podcast.
I hate when men wear these glasses. The ski glasses.
No, but...
I don't know what to do, because I'm trying to explain the double standards. Me too, ass bitch. I too gotta accept it. You already chose to be the me too. You already chose to be like... You wanna battle about every little thing, you feel me? So you got, when it's your turn for that me too, for a nigga be like, oh, me too? You gotta be cool with it, cause you already let a nigga believe that that's what's going on, you know what I'm saying?
Is he bald?
Tell me, listen up. You're okay. You cool with it.
Is he?
Now, if you wanna be a solid bitch and win on the female aspect, and make a nigga feel bad, like, damn, this is a good bitch like you, and I just been doing wrong this whole time. Instead of that get even, oh, I can do a two-hour shit, you're gonna get more out of the situation, I promise. Like, females, if you a mean two-ass bitch, you're gonna be lonely on your birthday, you're gonna be lonely on Valentine's Day, you're gonna be lonely on Christmas. So if you think your pussy is...
He don't know what the fuck he wanna do with those
bites. You don't need to work, baby. You don't know your worth, because I will tell you first, that pussy got is way more valuable, way more appreciated,
thanks,
way more everything this dick could ever be. So if you try to put your pussy on the same level with some dick and you know some me too, you lost, baby. You don't know your worth. That's your problem. That's carrot cake. That's the last thing on post to me.
Listen, great. Listen. This is what I got. Great message, wrong messenger.
Yeah.
Great message, wrong messenger. He's delivering this shit completely
he said
fucking wrong.
In the beginning,
no,
the end.
He's not wrong.
Not wrong.
Women should value and respect ourselves. And hey, I am probably the most valuable woman in the world. Bitch, name a nigga that touched me.
Perfect the man that's physical. The only way you can be the man.
Bitch, I had no soul, my motherfucking soul.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking doing it.
You're a creep. You make a nigga feel bad. Like, damn.
But wrong message.
You're gonna get the best out of that man. But you
stop touching the fucking glasses, man. This nigga won't stop, but he won't stop touching them.
You're not skiing right now. You're not. Who's skiing?
It's not about cloud. It's not about money. It's
wasn't
about
he in Dubai? Isn't still there?
Bro, I'm trying to let him finish before I go in on everything, I think, because ain't no motherfucking way I would be in Dubai arguing with any fucking blood clot body. No. Bitch, I will talk to you when I get home.
This is why men date.
Bye.
Women date up. That's the double standard, right? If a man date down, it's cool. If a woman date up, it's cool. But if it's vice versa, it's going to be.
Why would a man date down?
It's going to be weird. Motherfuckers going to be. Oh, God. He only this or he only that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just need to understand, cuz. You need to understand. It's not the same.
Right message.
Men and women are wrong not message. The same.
Facts.
That's all I'm trying to preach.
Thank you.
Y'all see the difference from my first baby mama, right?
She and then he lost me again.
Bitch gave me the pregnancy test for Christmas and a gift wrap. I'm excited. Yes, thank you.
Stop
you real bitch, you can have all the kids. This bitch says she's pregnant. Oh, no, we need paternity. We need morally. We need. Now you feeling like damn. When really it's not that. It's really not that. You can't even be mad at it because you've been on some meat too. I'm trying to help you. My first baby mama surprised me pregnancy test. I didn't know nothing. I'm happy. I'm excited. Oh, you're a good mom. You ain't finna be weird with kids and have no niggas around my kids. Amazing. Now, me too, bitch. Ain't gonna question the sign.
He was on Instagram calling his baby mama a broke ass, nothing ass bitch doing the same shit.
He like, oh, my first baby mama.
We watched you do this to the baby mama. What the fuck did you talk about? Ain't nothing, dang.
You're still the worst.
Like, come on. I ain't never seen her in a club. Nobody, none of that. No, nothing. You can YouTube it, Google it, whatever you gotta do. Guarantee you won't see my baby mama. Oh, none of that. Right? So now, today, I think like.
You should have married her. If that's how you feel.
I done lost this bitch up, man, her whole life. Just to get even with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm scared of this hell. I'm scared of it.
He's crazy as hell.
He done lost his motherfucking mind. He said, I made her whole life so she can get even with me.
Bruh. The Me Too bitch that's like.
Anybody that I bring up under than me, I want them to go higher than me. Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
You fuck 1,000 men.
Hello?
He said, gonna take you said, women date so up and men date down.
And it's cool.
Yeah, he said, they don't want men want a girl with no social media.
Like, what?
I mean, you know,
a nothing ass broke ass bitch is what you gonna call her on Instagram. What the fuck is you talking about? So you don't want
a
A1 bitch?
Nah, that's what he said. He basically did. He said, you know, he like, he said he boss rock up. He said she was at first, you know, and you have it. Now he's boss her up.
Way more than this. You just connected to Dubai. Oh my God, Miami was zero down, no credit. Yeah, Nick can't do none of that. He gotta have all the credentials and the money, or nobody's fucking. So if you're a Me Too ass bitch, which bitch do you want to be, baby? Do you want to be the bitch where nigga like, I need DNA test first off or anything? Or you want to be the bitch where nigga like,
wow, oh my God, it's the Me
Too. Which one you want to be? You need to make that decision early, kid.
Which one you want to be?
I'm just like, oh, you call me a bitch, I can call you a bitch too. Oh, you don't wash the dishes, so I don't have to wash the dishes. Oh, you don't. Alright.
Can we both wash dishes? What the fuck? What kind of. What?
Now, you looking crazy.
Bitch, I hope we both wash the dishes. If I see a dish, I should wash it. If you see a dish, you should wash it. Hello?
They never believed in me. They never saw better than a breadwinner. They never thought better than a career.
Yeah. Oh, go to Krishan's response. If we're gonna give it to him, give it to him all.
What are you doing? I'm drawing my concept ticket. In case my
battery dies. Blue face, red nose.
Right message, wrong messenger. Mm-hmm. Like, he was going somewhere, but he was running around in circles, so we couldn't really see it.
Go run it back to whoever you talking about, because that's not me. It's not me. I don't know how to be somebody I'm not. So, I'm not about to be arguing on social media. Till, I don't even know why you want to argue. Okay.
Did y'all know that she was on TV and she had 1 million followers before she met him?
I don't know.
Rachel kept telling me that.
I don't know.
So how the fuck?
What do we...
Yeah.
You helped. Yes.
It's cool when they do it.
But everything?
Like, I don't know if it's that.
The math ain't mathing, bruh.
Yeah, no. And then he's been getting
but,
more popular because of
that. But the only ugly thing about her is her tooth. And that happened under your care at your house filming your show. She lost her tooth when she met you.
Then it goes to the vote.
Hello?
Here you go for throwing the next bitch up. If I throw the next nigga up, you gonna be on social media.
Oh, she's a Pisces too.
Like, let's not throw up people. We don't want to hurt each other's feelings. Two, what the fuck is we beefing for?
So they done for? They broke up?
They do this every 2-3 days.
If you got options, I got options. If you gonna weigh your options, right? Let me weigh mine.
I guess you go with the Me Too shit. You got options, I got options.
You can't be just playing.
I wanted to have this conversation, and I'm so glad I got to have it with a male and a female and myself. Because
what you want to fight so just
I see how irritated you are. And I see how irritated you are.
And bro, now I'm gonna start arguing. Who's ready? What? Who's ready to? I don't even know what this is like to say to this gentleman. He'd be flexing his muscle and I'd be like, damn, what are you flexing it for? You're probably damn good. I'm thinking, you play that way, I play this way, we good. You won. But you're not even fair. And I get it, you're not about to have
a bitch
moving good.
Nah,
and
she's talking about that. If I can't do it,
so far,
then it's unfair.
Really
so, why are you crying about a Me Too when the Me Too is unfair?
It'd be okay to receive the same action from me, like, you're a beautiful young bitch, like...
Well, he's always had other bitches.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know, like...
If she got other niggas, we ain't seen them yet.
What the fuck is going on, like... I haven't been on her Instagram shit. I haven't been like talking to y'all like, you know, I used to go on rants and used to cry like
She grew a lot. She's matured a lot.
You really don't need nobody to be happy. It's really you have to.
You fast forwarded to the perfect part.
Like I learned it since I've been real sober and shit, and then for real, myself, I just learned how to back off so bad that I'm solid, and God just getting moving and talking to me, I don't know what to really say, he say fuck you, hoe, all types of shit, call me all types of hoes, because it's niggas in my face or niggas in my DMs, but what you expect if you possibly treat me like shit, I don't really think motherfuckers really think we together in real life. I don't think niggas think, I got these tattoos everywhere on my body and shit, but I don't really think niggas think that we're together for real. They just think it's
kind of point. They kind of both right.
Yeah, they love us together, but if we lose the peanut butter, this shit is fucking childish as fuck. And then,
they just need to communicate because they both right. They both got a point.
Laundry and fuck that.
Bro, the delivery
you don't
just up.
After anybody that's stepping out with you in a relationship, you want that broke ass groupie to come clean your fucking clothes for y'all.
You just fucking said that shit.
Who the fuck is playing?
Oh God, you just fucking said that shit.
What the fuck? Let's not force anything. Let's stop trying to play around. I don't know. And then
I think people gotta accept the fact that Pisces, we're really deep thinkers. And they be trying to just talk to us on the surface. And we nah, nigga, I see past that, bruh. Stop playing with me. Just tell them you mad for real. Because all that shit you're saying it because you mad, but why are you really fucking mad? Fuck everything you're talking about. What are you mad about? And then if she say, a male is going to be short. 8 minutes. The female, 30 minutes. That's just how it works. And once we, I don't date a male, but when men and women who date each other figure out that his patience is short and your wind is long, meet somewhere in the middle. Then it could possibly work. But if you want to be long and you want it to be short, it's always going to be a fucking altercation. I want to say, shut the fuck up. And you want to say, no, I don't want to shut the fuck up because I want to talk about this. I want to tell you how you made me feel. And then after I tell you how you made me feel, I want to tell you what I'm going to do about it. And then I want to tell you what I'm going to do next. And then I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do after that. A nigga don't want to hear that shit. A man does not want to hear that shit. He has 8 minutes of patience. You got 30 minutes. If this ain't the most perfect example of why men and women fucking fight. Bruh, 8 minutes, 30 minutes. And they both fucking right. The delivery just fucked up. They don't need to be together. Absolutely the fuck not.
But you know how that trauma bond be.
Even
no, they don't need to be together because if I know what you want and you know what I want and we're not willing to give it to each other, then we should separate. Because it's not I'm trying to figure out what you want. No. We've been mad and on social media telling each other what we want enough for both of us to understand that either we're going to do this shit for each other or we're not. Either I'm going to be considerate of how you feel or I'm not. And either way, it's okay. If I'm not, then we don't even got to beef. But let me not waste your time and you don't waste mine.
Same shit you
playing,
been playing on me, and I
can
play back on you. It's kind of
let's see if
that
she ended.
Yeah, I mean, they want to leave me. That's how I feel.
Oh, that was last night. That don't want a whole other fucking race today. We ain't gonna go through all of that. But I don't know. Right message, wrong messengers.
Molly.